This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We're halfway home here on a thirsty Thursday. We were talking soul-crushing losses as the Knicks have one of the worst choke jobs I've ever seen in my life, and that's saying something because the Knicks are synonymous with choke jobs. This might be the end-all, be-all, having that 8-point lead, let alone 9-point lead in the final minute, 8-point lead in the final 40 seconds, and they couldn't beat the Pacers as they force overtime and get the win there to take game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. We're going to be joined by David Sampson here.
Who is a Knicks fan?
Is he really?
Yeah, diehard Knicks fan.
Wait, David Sampson, former Marlins president, the Nothing Personal podcast with David Sampson, Mental Arc Media. Let's just bring him on right now. David, you're a Knicks fan? How you feeling, man?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm feeling fine, actually, because I don't agree that it was a choke job. I was at the game, and I have been going to Knicks games since 1974 to 1999. I barely missed a game. And I can tell you that this was totally different than the Reggie Miller game with the 9-9-9. And here's why. Because Neesmith, he took it from us. We didn't turn the ball over on the inbounds. We were scoring and we were in position to win, but the Pacers didn't miss a shot.
Well, but David, you didn't run down the shot clock. I don't know why they were waiting. They were trying to score. You milk that whole thing down to 10 seconds. You have a 5-point lead. What are they doing?
It's a new NBA. Think about what the Celtics did when they lost to the Knicks. They just kept missing open threes because the Knicks kept giving it to them and they just missed them. It's not like the Knicks were doing that. What actually happened is the Pacers did what the Pacers do. Think about what they've done just this playoffs. when they beat the Bucks, the Cavaliers, and now the Knicks in a game where they were down by 7 points or more in the last 40 or 50 seconds. It's just amazing what this sort of group of players can do, that I just gave them credit. And I was watching, I must tell you the truth, like the Reggie Miller game that I was at, I watched the end of the Reggie Miller game and the end of last night's game in the concourse on the internal feed, because I was ready to get out of the building into a cab to celebrate a victory.
Oh, my God.
I admit it. And then I went back to my seats for the overtime, of course, and then left again, and we lost. And I'm upset that we lost, obviously, but it's game one. There's a lot of series left to play, and I am not despondent beyond repair. It's not that I feel like we're full of being the biggest chokers in the world. What I know is, we haven't won a title in 52 years, and it may be another year.
Oh, no. Since 1998, real quick, Joe and David, I'll bring you in on this too. Since 1998, NBA playoff teams had been 0 for 1,414 when down 9+ in the final minute of the fourth quarter of overtime.
David, and it's David, now, you're so full of it. I love you, dude. I listen to you all the time. Like when the Giants, it's my San Francisco Giants, lost in 2002, game 6. I knew there's no way in hell we're winning game 7. You lose a game like you did yesterday, I don't care how the rest, you're not winning this series. You know it's not going to happen. Like, you just know in your soul. You know it.
Well, excuse me, but I'd like to just push back. Do you remember the Reggie Miller game with the choke, the original choke?
Yes. Reggie was
Who
talking about
won
yesterday.
That series?
The Knicks won that. You guys went 3-3 versus each other.
I'm just asking whether the Knicks won that series.
They did.
Okay. So do you agree that there is a possibility the Knicks can win this series?
Of course. And there's a possibility that you and I could go on a date with Scarlett Johansson.
I don't know about that one.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, that'd be 0 for 2,000 at that point. David Sanson, former Marlins president. Nothing personal. David Sanson joining us here on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop. So the Knicks was standing. We've been talking a lot about contracts here in the Bay, David. And obviously, being a former president and executive with a professional franchise, it's not the same, obviously, but I mean, numbers are numbers at this point, right? Whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's basketball, and whether it's the NFL. And the NFL, obviously, the guarantees is what matters here, because in basketball, baseball, it's all guaranteed. NFL, it's a lot more tricky. You have to look at the spot track. You got to go deep dive in the numbers. And obviously, Brock Purdy's been the talk of the town. Mr. Irrelevant, his story, it's incredible. Going from, you know, the last pick in the draft to nearly a Super Bowl champion, it's Kurt Warner-esque, right? So the contract details come out, and before I even get to that, we've been talking about, as a station, when you get a big contract, whether it changes a player and how a fan base views said player. Can you just speak to whether it's a Brock Purdy, whether it's a Juan Soto going on in New York,
Giancarlo Stanton to a $300 million deal?
Stanton.
Yes,
whoever,
I did.
Yeah, whoever it is, right? Just speak to what changes, whether it's the fan base, a player, all of that, when they finally put the name on the dotted line of said contract.
The number of people who say that money doesn't change me is inversely correlated to the number of people who are actually changed by money. And so there is no way that you can be the same person when you sign a contract like that, when you win a lottery, when you, whatever happens where you have a change of financial circumstance, it changes people's expectation of you, the way they look at you, the way they root for you or don't root for you, the way they scrutinize you, the way that you cannot get away with things. For example, it's funny, he's not Mr. Irrelevant anymore. You can say that he started that way, but that's like saying that Scarlett Johansson started off, you know, doing Tide commercials, which may or may not be true, but it doesn't matter. What matters is, where is she now? And where is Brock Purdy now? Brock Purdy is now being paid to be a top quarterback in the NFL and to bring the results to a team that would be associated with being a top paid player. And that's something he's got to deal with, and that's an adjustment, because it's a change of role, meaning you have to change how you act. You're being scrutinized more. You are being criticized more. because people want to, that's our country, that's our society. We want to take down people on top, and then we want them to rehabilitate, and we want to root for the underdog because it's fun, because we dream that we can be that. And we all say, Mr. Irrelevant, wow, that could have been my child. That could have been me when I was in college. Well, now that you're making hundreds of millions, all of a sudden, wow, I can't even relate to that. So it's a whole new ballgame for Mr. Purdy.
Yeah, and it seems like right now you've got a bunch of high-priced guys in baseball, Devers, who we referenced, and Juan Soto. For a zillion different reasons, these guys are falling out of favor within the organization. But when I looked at the guaranteed money on Friday, what was originally announced, I was like, wow, this is, it's a lot of money. He deserves a big pay raise, right? And everybody in society now online, you got to get the bag. You got to get the bag. And I'm a little more risk averse because I want my team to be great. And I don't want to be stuck with a bad contract. And so I'm very picky and choosy about who gets paid and how they get paid. Now that the details have come out, it's really like a 2-year deal with $115 million in guarantees, and I'm much more comfortable with it. I think the 49ers have protected themselves in the long term, and they've made it more like, hey, you've got 2 years, and if you play well, we'll re-up you again in 2 years. I love this deal from the team's perspective. When you look at deals like this, like the Brock Purdy one, I don't know how into the weeds you are. Do you like it for the team and for the fans?
Well, let's face it. Well, first of all, for the fans, let me start with that. I've always believed that what the fans want is they want to be able to complain about something because they want to be able to assign blame, because that's what you hear in the media. Everyone, when there's a loss, someone's got to be blamed for that. And having run a team for 18 years, I can promise you this. Sometimes you just lose. Sometimes you just aren't as good as another team, and it's not the manager's fault or the GM's fault or the team president's fault or the star player's fault. It's just that the team is not as good. So that's point one. Point two, with these contracts, what we've learned in the NFL is your best plan is to win before your quarterback is on extension. Having a quarterback perform on a rookie deal or even on the fifth year extension of a rookie deal enables you to have the type of talent where you need more than just, Trout and Ohtani to win in baseball. Two of the great players in baseball on a team, they never sniff the playoffs. Now, when you're allocating money the way you are to Purdy, now you're making decisions. My view was, if I'm going to make allocation decisions, I want to do it in as short term as possible in case I'm wrong. I want to protect my downside so I can adjust if what turns out to be true is what I don't want to be true, which is we can't win with the team we put together with the salaries that are being paid to the players on our team. And so maximum flexibility is where it's at in any sport, and football provides it way more than the NBA and MLB because it's not all guaranteed. That's the biggest difference, and that's the hook, and that's what teams rely on.
You know, David, I've been listening to your show, Nothing Personal, and it's educated me a lot on just the finances of sports from the team and the front office perspective. And my cousin is a CPA, and he's always said to me, he's like, hey, look, these team valuations that Forbes puts out there, that doesn't mean that they have that kind of money. There's revenue, there's debt, there's all these different things that come in. So we see these things like the Niners are worth almost $9 billion, okay? That doesn't mean they have $9 billion of cash just sitting there. But when they sold 6% of the team this week, you did a video on this as a fan. What does it mean when the Niners say they sell a portion of their team, and how does that help the team and the product on the field?
So let's talk about sources and uses of cash. And also let's talk about value as you've described it. Imagine your house, and you bought your house for $200,000, and now it's valued at $1 million. Do you say you're a millionaire? You may have a house that's worth $1 million, but when your toilet breaks, where's the cash coming in order to fix the toilet? You can't go to the plumber and say, hey, man, my house is worth $1 million. I'm rich. The plumber will say, all right, you've got 30 days to pay my bill. And then you say, well, wait a minute, I don't have that cash. I just have a house that's worth $1 million. And the plumber says, good luck to you. See you later. That's the difference. When you say that your team is worth $9 billion, of course you don't have $9 billion available to do something to improve your stadium, your team, or to buy a yacht or a Picasso. The second thing that you mentioned, in a public company, when you raise money, there is something called a disclosure that gives you the sources and uses of cash. And what that means is that if you have $100 million that you raise, what are you doing with that $100 million? Are you opening up new stores? Are you expanding your product line? What are you doing with that money? What you don't get with a private company like a team is while you sell 6% and you get a check for just whatever the number is, call it $400 million. There is nowhere that it says what that $400 million is going to be used for, to pay down debt, to do some ancillary development, to do some capital repairs, to buy players, to get a bigger weight room. We have no idea what the money's being used for. But what I will tell you is the way and the reason that owners sell a percentage of a team is they are reallocating their portfolio. They are diversifying their net worth. It's like if you owned all of your net worth in one stock, you would say to yourself, well, that doesn't make sense. I'd rather sell that stock and buy a bunch of stocks so I can spread my risk. So many owners are taking money off the table because these valuations are so high. And that doesn't do anything for fans. It does something for the owner.
Real quick, and we're talking to David Sanson, former Marlins president, in the Nothing Personal podcast with David Sanson, Meadowlark Media. David, Joe gets so worried about Jed York and his distraction level with the Premier League team. Leeds United.
When it comes to money.
What I was going to get at. Finances there. Can you speak to that when it comes to owners? Because we see it a lot, whether it's Kroenke, right? And I think it's either Arsenal or Liverpool. It's one of the teams over in the Premier League. Jed York with Leeds. You see a lot of this
now. I don't care about the soccer team.
I know you don't.
I care about my football team, my Niners. And so when I see that they like are spending all this money on the soccer team, I'm like, okay, well, they better not take away money on the Niners.
Well, you understand you're in the salary cap league, and you understand the band between the team with the highest payroll and the lowest payroll in football is not as great as exists in MLB, as an example. So there's a collar around payrolls, really, in football. And I would just tell you that you guys do a great show every day. Do you agree that you have the capacity to do stuff at 2 o'clock in the afternoon after your show's done?
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of coaching, and I get in trouble with my wife every day because of it.
So all I'm saying is that you've got the ability to do more than one thing and have more than one plate that's spinning. There is no businessman that is doing one business. All of Fenway Sports Group, this is my favorite. People think that, oh my God, John Henry's ignoring the Red Sox because he's so focused on the Pittsburgh Penguins and on his EPL team. And I explain that during the course of a day, John Henry's doing 100 different things, both when the Red Sox win the World Series and when they finish in last place. He's allocating his time the exact same way. So I promise you that Jed York is not the reason that you should be obsessed.
If you were the Red Sox, because you brought them up, John Henry, in the Rafael Devers situation where they brought in Bregman and Trevor Story, and there's other guys that can play third base right now for them, and they have a need at first base because Costas got hurt. And then you see what's going on with Juan Soto. These guys have been given hundreds of millions of dollars. And I understand not wanting to just be a DH because there's a whole psychological thing. I'm a big baseball player, so I get all that. Like, you want to be able to play in the field. But you're getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars. How, as an owner, do you get these guys to buy in on that to switch positions?
So it's about communication. And I had this exact thing happen to me back in 2012. We had Hanley Ramirez at shortstop, and we went to sign Jose Reyes as a free agent. And I spoke to Hanley directly, and I told Hanley, we'd like you to play third base. This is a way to make the team better. And Hanley said, great. And then the first day of spring training, I saw him sulking and angry that he was not playing short. And I realized we were totally screwed. And so the reality is that you can communicate all you want with the player, but players are different. Some players are totally team players and totally fine with what's best for the team. Some players are selfish and not good in the clubhouse and a total pain in the neck. And that's just how life goes. And I would have thought that the Red Sox would have known better, but then I did my research and I remembered. The reason why Devers got that deal was the amount of public pressure on John Henry to sign Devers. It was deafening because they had let Mookie Betts go. And so they needed to show the fan base, oh no, we're going to keep our guy. We'll sign Devers and make everyone happy. But what owners sometimes forget is when you make fans happy today, it doesn't make them happy tomorrow. What makes them happy tomorrow is winning, period. All the other stuff is just noise. And to win, you've got to have a team of players who actually care about winning.
Talking with former Marlins president David Sampson, current host of the Nothing Personal podcast with David Sampson on Meadowlark Media. Great stuff, David. We really appreciate it. One more for you on the way out. You're talking about contracts and regrets. Like, I'm sure Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch feel some type of way about Brandon Ayuk and how that situation went down last year, obviously coming off a second team All-Pro wide receiver. It gets paid handsomely, but it was very tumultuous. It bled into training camp. It was very awkward. And then he gets hurt, and then it's, you know, he might even be ready for this upcoming season. So has there ever been a deal that you just, and you don't have to say the player, you don't have to say anyone like that, and you mentioned there, but immediately once it was signed, you knew, like, this isn't going to be a good deal. Has you ever had a situation like that?
I can't believe we gave Jared Saltalamacchia multiple years. Here's a funny thing about overpaying players. When a player agrees to a deal without ever talking to you or visiting your stadium or really caring because you say yes to the first thing they ask for and you realize that what they're asking for is totally unreasonable, but you feel desperate enough that you say yes, you know you're going to have a problem. And I'm not so pro-owner and anti-player. That's incorrect scouting of me. What I am anti is the level of employee empowerment. And I'm an employee, so I understand both sides. I've been an employer and an employee. When you empower employees too much to believe that they've got the power to get anything they want, anytime they want, what you're doing is the way when you raise a child and never say no, you get a spoiled child who may not achieve what you want them to achieve, either personally or as a family. That's what we're doing to players. And when they demand things and we just give in willy-nilly, it's a bad precedent. It's bad for the way they're raised and how they perform. It's just all bad. And the Niners, you're not alone, my friend. Every team has a player like that on the team where it's just yes, yes, yes.
Great stuff.
That was great.
Huge fan, David.
We appreciate it, man. Good luck to the future, and good luck to your Knicks after one of the choke jobs of the century. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
There See ya. Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.